Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listen to radio program on the Northern Plains.
Bringing it for everybody.
What are you talking about? I think you're hearing things. Yeah.
Crack a beverage. Hard work
pays off. Did you hear any, Todd? I don't
know. Yeah, I can hear that.
You
it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know,
right,
you know,
exactly.
The Diet Pepsi boys. It's my one and only. Can you see how tiny this is? I'm down to this.
You can get things that look like pop cans, and then you put your beer can inside it. So we don't know what you're drinking, just because it says that on the outside.
I have two waters.
You got water chasers.
Isn't that like a little 10-ounce or 8-ounce? How big is that?
It is a 7.5-ounce.
Yeah, little bitty ones, no.
Because I'm weaning myself off of that evil
good
soda.
For you.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to What's on Your Mind. We continue to be amazed by the size of this audience. We are truly blessed. We don't ever want to get prideful about it. We don't want to ever get too cocky about it, but we are indeed blessed to have a vast audience across the Northern Plains.
Amen.
And we thank our iHeartMedia partners, KFIRE 550, KLTC, and that to the Flag family. And What's on Your Mind is everywhere. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. I have some open phone time at the bottom of the hour. Here's what I'd like to do. Just find out what's on your mind. Whatever that might be, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Jot that number down. I'll give you the local version here. Just write this down and put it in your speed dial later. This is the, you know, you could say Scott, Todd, Kevin, doesn't matter. But it's in your speed dial, so you always can just push a button. 701-258-0550. They call that your favorites list. No, it's not speed dial anymore. It does speed dial your favorites, but it's your favorites.
Do you get your messages out of your answering machine?
Yeah, that's voicemail, and I don't know who invented the voicemail storage, because if I get six of them in there, my voicemail is full. Well, I get six every hour from somebody. So you guys have to do this, where you're constantly clearing out your voicemail box?
Oh, yeah. No. Mine, I got a few of them in there, but it's built up pretty good in the past.
Do you have this problem, Todd?
I'm still leaving my dad's one in there because I'll never delete that one.
Well, I keep a few, too.
I bet they can adjust your deal or whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
How to get more.
It's probably left over from that woke Verizon. I don't give them money anymore. Nah, 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 nah. I don't do it. Jeez. And, you know, there is.
Up. Look at you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just tired of woke. I'm not going to pay
Snickers,
good.
You know how you get.
I'm not going to pay good hard money to people who hate the way we live. I'm just not. Not going to do it anymore. Call it a cranky old man kind of thing, but I'm just not going to do it anymore. And it's a little inconvenient. Right? Oh, I just put it on autopay. It's always there. I don't care. Costco is very woke. Very woke. Oh, I like Costco. Yeah, I do too. I stare there and look at big TVs for half an hour and think, oh, that one's bigger than mine. Look how clear it is. Oh, my gosh, I can buy a box full of cookies that could last a year for $3 cheaper.
You don't have the biggest possible TV at home already?
We cut the cord, you forget. Midco goes woke, we're done.
I don't have any cable boxes, but I still got some big displays so I can put stuff on a screen and see. Yeah.
No, I watch
Yellowstone, man. I got to have Yellowstone up big so I can see it.
I watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax on probably like a 25-inch TV. That's just fine. It's just fine. I'm not like sitting on
the small anymore. Remember that was like the biggest TV you could get was 25 inches.
I know. Isn't that something? And now 65-inchers are like $300, you know. Pretty soon it'll be the cost of a box of chips for a, you know, 80-inch television.
Just... Well, and none of the televisions you'll find at any big box store are made in this country. I mean, none, except Philips Magnavox. Philips Magnavox would be the only one.
Yeah, and then you probably pay $8,000 for it.
Well, yeah, you'll pay more.
Yeah.
Well, anything like Samsung, just, all made.
This is something else we need to be a little more purposeful about.
Kind of think about that.
We have created the monster of China because we are addicted to cheap stuff.
Yeah. Walmart wouldn't exist without China.
And by the way, they are the single-handed destruction of Main Street purveyors. That's what they do.
No question.
Yeah, your hardware store, gone.
Oh, but they have all kinds of jobs, Scott.
Yeah.
Don't pay anything and don't have any benefits.
By the way, I feel the same way about Amazon. Sorry I'm cranky today. I'm not going to buy anything from Amazon. Sorry.
Yeah, but get those stickers. You know how he gets.
Yeah. Somebody told me Best Buy is in that category, too. I don't know. I got to check them out. Yeah. Second Vote. Second Vote is a great resource. Second with a number two, Vote. They rank all these. You can get a very low-cost membership. I love Second Vote. Love them, love them, love them. By the way, the cut the cord thing, I have pledged the second Midco has Newsmax in the same amount of homes and platforms as CNN. I'm in. I'm loading back up and happy to pay my $250 a month to Midco for stuff I don't watch. Why did you look like that, Kevin?
That's a lot of money.
I know, but you just do it between the broadband and the cable thing.
Super easy. If you have a Roku box, just go to the Roku
channel. I have a Roku box now.
Go to the Roku
channel. I have it. I switched. I'm just saying.
Newsmax is right there. Super easy.
I get it. That's where I watch it. Greg Kelly. I can play it back when I want to play it back. It's fantastic. By the way, Greg Kelly's the best thing on TV. He's better than Tucker. He's better than anybody. He unearths all kinds of things I didn't know about. He digs in. He's not about him. It's so dang good. Every night, 6 o'clock, but I watch it when I watch it.
And Brett Baer are my two.
Yeah. Do you know Brett Baer was off last week playing in the PGA?
Was he?
Pebble Beach. He played as an amateur.
I didn't know that.
All week he was gone.
That's great.
We got to call Brett Baer and ask him how impressed he is with the North Dakotan. Thank you for the reminder. Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, what I was going to say is I'm happy to pay the money to Midco because they are a good – Midco's a good community partner. They really are.
Yep.
They give back a lot. They're a South Dakota company. They've invested well in North Dakota. I like Midco. I'm a fan of Midco. But to me, it's crazy that CNN is in every one of their platforms. We're talking about CNN that basically spits in the face of North Dakota how many times a day. It's completely at odds with about everything we believe in values-wise, and Midco is not. I'm sorry, Newsmax is not. That's just wrong.
I would wonder. I wonder why though. I would wonder. Is it
contracts?
Contracts.
But I don't care. I don't want excuses.
Right.
Just fix the problem. Fix the problem.
Just put it on there. They can put any other channel on.
I'm cranky old guy today. I don't care. Find a way. I don't care what the reason is. Find a way. Put Newsmax where CNN is at, and I'll love you forever. That's all you got to do. And what they try to do is they said, well, we have Newsmax on our platform. Yes, they have it on that new, what's that called, the Midco, it's a streaming service.
Streaming,
That's not the same. That's in like 12 homes, right?
They've all got it.
They all got it and they're building it. And that's great. You know, it's giving you options. But I simply judge it this way. Do you have Newsmax where you have CNN? When you do, you got my $250 a month back. I'm in. So I'm only cranky old guy until you fix the problem. Once you fix the problem, I'm great. Sylvester in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Our freedom convoy up in Canada. You know, we've got the same thing coming across the United States. And, you know, just make simple their message, you know. They want freedom. And our freedoms are given to us by God, not by our country. And they're calling for unity, and they're saying it's worldwide, which it is. And I'm wondering if you ever heard of Archbishop Carlos Vigano from Italy?
Oh, yes. Yep, I've heard of him.
And he's trying to, or he's spoken out. He wants to develop or put together this anti-globalist alliance. Have you heard that?
I've heard some of the things that Archbishop Vigano has done. related to COVID and a number of other things. Pope Francis is not a fan, which generally makes me a fan of Archbishop Viganò. I've seen some people that are really intellectual scholars that say that Archbishop Viganò's gone a little too far in some things, and if you really dig in. But I'm going to go back to your advice at the beginning. Make this simple. It's about freedom, and where does freedom come from? And to the extent he stands for that, I'm with the guy.
Yeah, he's with that completely. Freedom. That's what the alliance is called for. Anti-globalist alliance is what he's calling it. And just think of what anti-globalist. You know, that's those that want to take our freedoms away. They want a one world government.
Anti-global.
I would say anyway. Yeah.
Alliance. Very interesting. I'll dig into that a little bit because sounds like something that's worth paying attention to. The Freedom Convoy you talk about coming to the U.S., is that the one March 4th that's going to Washington, D.C., Sylvester? Is that the one you're talking about?
I just know they're coming from the west to the east, right on the border.
I think it's March 4th. Have you heard this? It's the same day of Joe Biden's State of the Union.
Could be some
horns in the background, I'm just saying. Blow that horn, baby. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. And then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, are you fed up with Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and other socialists taking away your freedom, threatening to use the IRS to track your bank transactions, rewriting our nation's history with critical race theory? They think they're smarter and Washington should dictate what's best for you. But South Dakotans can stop this insanity. The Constitution gives state legislatures the power to convene a convention of states to propose term limits and limit federal spending and power. The state house passed this convention of states resolution, but a handful of senators are now blocking it from getting to the full Senate. The Senate is voting this week to overcome this obstruction and allow the Senate to join 17 other states and pass this resolution. So go to SouthDakotaCOS.com and tell your state senator to stand up to Washington and for your freedom and pass the Convention of States resolution. That's SouthDakotaCOS.com, paid for by Convention of States.
Come on, South Dakota, get to it. Texter says, I'm on it. All South Dakota residents should flood Senator Lee Schoenbach's email. He's a Republican from District 5, Watertown, and his phone line to urge him to change his position on Convention of the States. Let him know we are extremely disappointed that he killed H.J.R. 5001 in committee. Ask him to publicly support COS legislation due to the volume of South Dakota messages that support COS. Let me tell you a little secret. When you're trying to influence somebody in the legislature on a particular position, saying you're extremely disappointed isn't necessarily the best way
right.
to go at it.
Yeah.
Second of all, District 5 residents, if you're in Schoenbach's district, he's going to listen to you. But if you're from Rapid City or Sioux Falls, he's not going to listen to you. So it is a really bad idea to flood somebody's, because they just get irritated. Now,
that's a good point.
If you're from District 5 in Watertown, the Watertown area, this is for you when it comes to Mr. Schoenbach. I would just do this. I would guess, this is just a guess, I would guess better than 80% of residents, maybe more, have no idea what legislative district they're in. No idea. Because they have to kind of harken back to the legislative campaigns. Like, I know I'm in District 46 because I know Jim Roars and Shannon Roars-Jones, Jim Casper are my representatives, so I know I'm 46, right? But I literally have to think about that because I have to go back to the campaign signs from, you know, like every 2 years or whatever.
Yep.
It's easy to find out what district you're in. Find out what district you're in and find out the senator that represents you, and have a respectful conversation about your frustration of the federal government and the power of the states to do something about it. And it is urgent in South Dakota right now. So take the time to do it today. Remind me of the website again. SouthDakotaCOS.org?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
SouthDakotaCOS.org. They make it easy for you to find your senator, to email them, to call them, whatever. SouthDakotaCOS, which stands for Convention of the States, .org. Rick Santorum will join us next hour. We'll talk more about this effort. And also at the bottom of the hour, talking daycare and solutions with Chris Jones, who's the Department of Human Services Director in North Dakota. In the meantime, whatever is on your mind. Mike's on the road calling us at 258-0550. What's on your mind, Mike?
You were talking about CNN making, you know, how horrible they've been. Discovery Network is now buying them, and they're becoming one of the largest. They're like I don't know how much they paid for the Warner. They bought the whole Warner Broadcast Network, and the main stockholder in Discovery is a very strong Trump supporter. Gave him $250,000 just for his inauguration 2 years ago. So he's a very strong, I don't know how conservative he is. I just know he's very wealthy, and he owns the largest share of Discovery, and they are just buying CNN. So we'll see Don Lemon and a little porky pig, Brian Stelter, he'll be gone. And you're going to see some huge changes in CNN.
Well, interesting, because Jeff Zucker, who came from NBC, which is horribly liberal, you know, fake news, and came to CNN and has been the guy that turned CNN from what Ted Turner started, right? I remember when CNN went on the air.
Too.
It was news.
Yes.
Now, they'd have some opinion shows like Crossfire. Remember Crossfire?
Wolf Blitzer.
Robert Novak.
Right, Robert Novak,
Headline news would just be a 30-minute news, you know, 15-minute news thing, a 5-minute business, 5-minute sports, 5-minute entertainment, and then, you know, cycle the clock there.
Jeff Zucker destroyed it, turned it into a blunt force instrument against Trump and everything Republican. So I had not heard that about Discovery, Mike. Good info. And, you know, the ratings are in the tank. It's another reason I love Newsmax, because Newsmax is nipping at the heels of CNN right now. They could soon become the third biggest cable news network in the country. And it's back to like what Fox News used to be when they started, because Fox News isn't much better these days.
No,
Fox News news stinks.
Well, and CNN has lost, they just said it the other day, 90% of their viewership is gone. 90%. So they've only got 10%. In fact, there's some of their programs that have less than 150,000 people that are watching it at any one time anymore. So
very interesting. Good stuff. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. Clinton Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear crickets this morning.
Crickets about what?
I don't hear anything said about Becker's run for Senate.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah,
it was news over the weekend, so we talked about it yesterday. And by the way, this show's called What's On Your Mind, Clint. So if you hear crickets, then you get to call and talk about something.
I did see a lot of positive responses for Rick running. I think there's from what I saw in our text and stuff.
Let me repeat what I said yesterday for you, Clint. So your snarkiness with the crickets can quickly go into the rearview mirror. I said a primary race is a good thing. I think competition is a good thing. I think people having a choice is a good thing. So I think this is good. This is great. Now, I think Rick Becker has a little bit of cleanup in aisle five, because he said very recently he was not running for office again. And so that looks to be a little bit like, well, wait a minute. How are you just the same old kind of politician where you say one thing and then say another? So that will be an issue, but it's a race. That's good. That's fine.
I didn't listen yesterday, so I apologize for that, but I'm going to say this, that it absolutely is healthy, and that's what we need to start doing, is holding our Republicans accountable, and primarying every one of them is how we do that.
And by primary, you mean they have a primary opponent. Now, both of these candidates, Senator Hovind and Rick Becker, will go to the convention vying for the endorsement. And after that, there's a primary where they're on the ballot. You may remember Senator Kevin Cramer did not get the endorsement, and then went to the went directly to the primary and gave more people the option. So you know, there's a couple of things in the pipeline to happen. Thanks, Clint. Appreciate it. Ruger in Golden Valley, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go, Ruger.
Hey, I got a comment, a question for Todd. So yesterday I was working late, and they had a news story on, I don't know, the police raided some guy's house for something, and he had. I'm
going to
get to it. How about you get me after your break here?
Give
me a little longer
than that. Savvy, what's on your mind? Listening?
Yeah, Rube knows what's up.
He wants he wants a little more time.
Where you're going.
Without rushing into this. And Chris Jones is standing by. We're going to let Ruger finish his question for Todd when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by MyPillow. Remember the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House science advisor resigns after internal probe found he bullied staffers.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
That was not the case, as Eric Lander, President Biden's science advisor, was allowed to resign last night after an internal investigation showed evidence that he bullied subordinates. Lander took responsibility for his actions and says he was devastated for causing hurt to past and present colleagues. On the Ukraine front, President Biden said the Russian-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support without explicitly saying the project would be halted. The Supreme Court reinstated an Alabama congressional map that a lower court said diluted the power of black votes, saying that the court would pay more attention to challenges to voting maps. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you
yeah. 28 before I should make fun of a legend, I'm sorry.
Hell yeah!
Iron Range. Homer, right there, right off the Iron Range.
Hibbing's finest.
Well, how about that? I love it.
My
28 before the top of the hour. What's on your mind? Really quick, true story.
My fifth grade music teacher was Bob Dylan's brother, Mr. Zimmerman.
Did he talk like this?
No, he did not.
Okay.
He did not. Mr. Zimmerman.
Came along later.
28 before the top of the hour, and what's on your mind? Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. When the North Dakota Department of Human Services says we need to get indoor air quality improved at long-term care facilities, people like H.A. Thompson & Sons are equipped to do that. Same thing with schools. And there is noticeable difference in the decline of all the bad stuff that happens just in the air. Right? You remember sick building syndrome? H.A. Thompson and Sons are the kind of folks that can heal a building, if that's possible. I guess it is. If it's a sick building, you must have to heal it. HATandSons.com. Okay, Ruger, your question for Todd quickly, and then we'll go to Chris Jones. Talk daycare today.
All right. Like I was saying, I was listening to the news yesterday on Case Fire, and the story come on about a guy's house getting raided, and Todd was reading this story, and they said he had several semi-automatic weapons. Oh, gasp, and the magazines were loaded. Like, that's any scarier than if you went in there and a guy had a bunch of bolt-action rifles, because if they were bolt-action rifles, whoever wrote that
lost
story
him.
For Todd.
But you get the point, Todd. Go ahead.
Whoever.
Hey, they grabbed it off the police report. I didn't actually write that story, but yeah, it was right off the police
report. Todd, can you
hear
me?
So.
No, Todd's on the air. All right, let me see.
What do you mean Todd's on the air?
You got me?
Really?
What the heck is going on here?
I can't hear anything.
So we're on the air?
Yep.
But we can't hear Todd and we can't hear Ruger anymore?
Nope.
All right. So if I go to Chris Jones, I can hear Chris Jones.
I don't think so.
All right. Todd, can you hear me now?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you the whole time. And you hear me.
Hmm. All right. Well, Ruger, we're going to have to keep you in suspense. And
who's on the radio right now? Okay, I'm talking. This is welcome to live radio, everybody. Now, Daniel, is it working? Really? All right, you put something in the chat thing. This is fascinating. Scott and Kevin, if you guys are listening to your air monitors, you're not hearing any of us. So, no matter what we do, you apparently are not hearing it. Ruger, to answer your question, you don't have to be in suspense because I think you can hear me, even if maybe you can't hear Scott, I don't know. But that whoever wrote that story took it out of the police report because I asked about that later on. But I know, it could be worse. We could drop a piano on him. That'd be pretty scary, too. But I get it. Was it really that necessary part of the story? But got on at noon and 5, and that was it. So Chris and daycare are coming up. And you know what? As long as we got just a moment here, Tom in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Well, am I on?
Yeah, you are. We're trying to get Scott and Kevin hooked back up.
Okay, I'll make the assumption that I'm on.
You are on.
Two things I wanted to cover really quick. One of them was the protests that are taking place in front of the Quentin Burdick Federal Building pertaining to Leonard Peltier. They want Leonard Peltier released from jail. He's serving two consecutive life sentences for executing, and the only word to use there is executing, two FBI agents, shot them both in the head, the way I understand it. They want him released. The article in the Fargo Forum was kind of one-sided, I thought. They didn't talk about the victims' families or anything like that. It was mostly that poor Leonard Peltier, because he has COVID, needs to be released. So I'd be interested in your comment on that. But
well,
the other thing is,
doesn't surprise me, first of all, that Leonard Peltier is this darling of the left that I'll never understand, given, as you say, what his record is, what we know he did, and everything else. It is,
and by his side of the forum isn't a surprise either.
Yeah, no, that's what journalists do. Your second question quickly, Tom, because we have our guest waiting.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Second question quickly is, what do you think would happen if Donald Trump gives a full endorsement to Rick Becker? Donald Trump carried North Dakota with about 66-67%. I think it was second only to one other state that I can't remember. Do you think that would boost Rick Becker where he might even have a chance to defeat Hovind?
Well, first of all, here's what I would say. You're right. If Donald Trump decided to endorse Rick Becker, it would significantly enhance his candidacy. But as you said, even if he did, would that boost him to have a chance, to use your words, against John Hovind? Donald Trump is not in the business of endorsing people that don't have a solid chance of winning. Donald Trump picks winners. So my guess is Donald Trump, who already at some point said he planned on endorsing John Hovind, probably will make that official at some point.
And he's not likely to go against the party either, is he?
Oh, I don't think he cares about the party. I think he cares about who's going to win. I think he cares about who's going to win. Anyway, so interesting thought, Tom, and you know, we'll have a lot of these little mental gymnastics between now and that election. All right, our little bug has been fixed here, and we're back. So let's welcome the director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services, Chris Jones, to the program today. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you taking some time today to talk a little bit about the daycare issue, and I know this is an issue that you've spent a lot of time on. It's a workforce issue. It is a human services issue because, obviously, we want kids safe at daycare. Reason we called is the Friday call to Senator Cramer saying COVID restrictions have gotten to the point where it is disrupting livelihoods because the regulations and or rules of individual daycares have gotten so onerous that parents literally are being told, okay, your child can't come for X amount of days, and now you have to go home and you can't work. So that's the gist of the concern, that a problem prior to COVID has even gotten worse. Are you hearing that as well?
I know there's been some concerns just given the changes that have occurred over with CDC guidance and how we work through those. But I want to remind your listeners and everyone, a number of states just completely closed childcare. And there wasn't a whole lot. We've been playing these games the whole time trying to figure out how best to do it. And really where we're at as a state right now is the recommendation. And these are, we recommend you follow the CDC guidelines. All you have to do is essentially have a policy as it relates to doing this. Now, that being said, there's been so much changes over the last year that I can get how there's confusion, and we obviously can always communicate more. But want to make sure, I mean, at the end of the day, I think the main thing we want is we don't want kids who are sick in childcare. After that, I think as long as there's other mitigation measures that the childcare and their parents, their customers would like to have, we're in full support of that.
When you say we don't want sick kids in daycare, that's been since the beginning of daycare, right? That's just since that, obviously there's protocols, you come with the flu, whatever. Have we gone to the next level? Has CDC said you must treat kids who are sick differently now than you did with the flu? I mean, kids are 10 times more likely to die from the flu than COVID. So to me, the regulations, the guidelines, the recommendations ought to be at worst identical for, you know, a sick kid without any differentiator, if you will, for COVID. Am I wrong?
Correct. I don't know, and you're right, and I don't think we want to be there in any way, shape, or form. And it's very similar, actually. The child cares have policy manuals for parents that essentially say if a child has a fever over 100, please don't bring them in. Now, I'll be honest, you know that sometimes parents are trying to find work, need to go to work. They'll give their child Tylenol and hope the fever breaks and bring them in anyway. Same thing for COVID, and wouldn't recommend that because it brings illness into the facility. But as we've gone through this, the child cares just need to make a decision based on the CDC recommendations, have a policy and stick to it. That I don't think the regulations are the issue. I think it's the change in messaging that's happened over the last 2 years and keeping up with all the CDC changes and then trying to figure out how do we best allocate the resources that we're receiving from the federal government to make sure that, you know, we're in compliance with what they're expecting so that we don't have to pay that back.
Chris Jones is Executive Director for the Department of Human Services in North Dakota. Questions or comments on this topic, certainly welcome today. 701-258-0550. The change in messaging that has come from the CDC, beginning, first time we heard the word COVID to now, as you say, have changed, right? And all over the map. I would say if I had kids in healthcare, I'd be smart about it. I'd look at the different recommendations. Same thing for daycare providers, because you can't really rely on the CDC. They've been all over the map, haven't they, Chris?
They have, and it's unfortunate because part of it, you know, it was a new thing 2 years ago. There's still more learning that is happening. I know everybody who gets CDC guidance is trying to understand what it means or what it is. But then I also think that the other thing that childcare providers have to navigate, which I think would have to be difficult, is they're their own little community. And I think we all know that there's pretty strong feelings oftentimes from one family to another as it relates to the implications COVID can have in a community. So I think it's hard for the childcare providers as well. I think it's the CDC recommendations that change, but then also trying to do the best for the children and the families that they serve and making sure they can create that safe space for kids going forward so the parents can go to work.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about just overall. You mentioned earlier regulations are not the problem here. Messaging is related to different restrictions are out there. Is there an area where regulation can be modified, improve? Can we look at some different issues that can allow access to more daycare options for people? What can be done? In other words, if you're a business and you say, you know what, I am losing employees because they don't have daycare, I want to help our employees. I want to give them the opportunity to have daycare within our business. What does that look like? Is that like a regulatory nightmare, or can you stand something up pretty quick? I want to talk about that, the bigger issue of access to daycare when we come back with Chris Jones. Don't go away. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size tongue pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balms, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Join thousands of your fellow North Dakotans on February 10th and support a local charity. Visit givingheartsday.org for more.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tomorrow, the 24th annual Breeding for the Future production sale is happening. 1 o'clock, CB Sale Facility. That's 4 miles south of the Schlenker Ranch. Terry, Kathy, Aaron, and Randy, Jordan, and Susan. This family's so great. I was out there. Montpelier is their actual address, 7649 49th Street Southeast, and the CB Sales Farm is just 4 miles south of that. Wilkinson Farm Simmentals. If you go to WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com, you'll have all the details. I've never bought a bull before, but if I did, I'd buy it from the Schlenkers at Wilkinson.
Yes.
Flamwood Farms, because they just are great, great people. They're really good people. And I'm looking at the bulls right now. These bulls are studs. I'm just saying. These bulls, don't mess with the bull. You get the horns. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute.
Yes,
they breed the horns out. I forgot that.
You
but really anyway,
don't need to see that, haven't you?
You get the idea here. It's something. Tomorrow's the day. So 1 o'clock tomorrow. Let's do this. CB Sale Facility. I was there last year, by the way, and they really feed you well, too.
I like
very good food.
When you go to the website, you click on shooting or shining stars, and it's just this lineup of these beast bulls.
Oh, they're beastly.
Yeah, they are awesome.
Unbelievable. Yep, you can check them out. Herd matrons, the herd sires, the history. It's a great website. Wilkinson Farms. Simmentals.com. So Wilkinson Farms, plural, Simmentals.com. Check it out. Back with more with Chris Jones from the North Dakota Department of Human Services. Dina in Williston has a question for you. Chris, go ahead, Dina.
Yeah, it's actually Dana Shaw.
Okay, Williston. Go ahead, Dana.
I was watching Tucker yesterday, and he brought up a study that my guest Charlie Kirk broke, that there's a CFO from America One, which is an insurance company. I don't know where they're located, but they did some research on the death rate of 18 to 64-year-olds in the last quarter of last year. And they said 40% more 18 to 64-year-olds died last year in the last quarter than is typical. And he says it was a tragic discovery. And they said it's not COVID-related. And, of course, Tucker's going to say, and I agree with him, this mass inoculation of hundreds and thousands of people with a non-approved FDA, and then 40% people die. I mean, they might have died of suicide. We don't know, but it's certainly a large uptick. And I wonder if he has heard anything about that at all. And then one last thing. I was going to call you a couple months ago. Two police officers in West Fargo had heart attacks between October and whatever it was. And they were, one was in their 20s and one was in their 40s. And I'll just ask, I wonder if they were vaccinated. I guess I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. Dana, thank you. Any data on what she's talking about with the 18 to 64-year-old death rate? You familiar with that one at all, Chris?
I am not familiar with that one at all. The vast majority of data I rely on comes from our local hospitals, our hospitals in the state, and the rate of death has been much higher in sickness for those unvaccinated. That's not to say, mandate vaccination, certainly not in childcare. But I haven't seen that data.
Do you get data that just on total amount of deaths in a particular age group? Is that something you can get?
Yes, we can get that. That would come through vital statistics through the Department of Health. And then there is the VAERS database, and I think there's a lot of people are not trusting what's in that data. I have no reason not to believe that data. I'm certainly not an expert on that database system, though.
Let's go back to what I mentioned before the break. Is there anything we can do to increase the amount of daycare availability in North Dakota? And I use the business example. If I tomorrow said, you know what, our employees can't get access to daycare, we're going to start one. What kind of a process is that? Are we doing everything in our power to incentivize more daycare?
As it relates to regulations, I think, well, number one, the short answer is we can always improve. So if there are ideas on what we could to do to make it easier, some of it is resourcing. Some of it is just systems themselves. You know, this industry has been a cottage industry and hasn't really been a focus of the state. So a lot of things are quite frankly inefficient because it just hasn't really been seen as an industry. It's been seen as, this is where parents take their children. So the short answer is totally open to it, but I'd flip it a little bit and say there are less regulations for childcare than there are for schools. There's certainly less regulations for childcare than long-term care. So if you think about a 90-year-old grandmother who can still communicate, has, maybe three or four impairments for activities of daily living or, being able to toilet themselves, feed themselves, communicate. And then you say, well, we're not going to have as many regulations for a 3-month-old. And think about the implications that are there. So I do want us to be careful. Like, what are we doing to make sure kids are safe? That is the number one thing, but it doesn't need to be regulation. There's other ways we could look at that. I think the other thing is, having been part of the state now for 5 years, there is this constant desire to deregulate childcare, which a governor, I am fully supportive of doing, having smart regulations, but then you'll have a child die. And then because we are a close state really put together. Everybody knows everybody's like, oh, we need more regulations. So I think there's been a number of things that have happened over the last 6 years around child fatalities and childcare that have actually added regulation. So how do we manage that? Because the death of a child is quite tragic, especially if it's in someone's care.
Interesting, though, the analogy to schools and long-term care. Also, I didn't realize this, but the states that shut down daycare. So, you know, it could be better, always, but it could be a whole lot worse, too. Very interesting. I just think this is such a pain point for so many parents. This is such a disruptor in many ways, not only for the kids, but obviously for the parents, too, and most especially the kids. Chris, thanks for continuing to innovate on it and spend a little time with us today. We appreciate it.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.